service, we have got an engagement.
An opera service, an engagement.
Not of these two.
Fete eva chango papana apabodo.
That will be first track, eh?
Ah, I wat nigeta itanyota enyimo.
Would like to stand upon our feet for a scripture reading. I would like to read Revelation chapter 21.
Zagazarua chapter 21.
And verse 9.
Iman 9.
And there came unto me one of the seven angels.
Zino kwakauya kwandiri mumwe wavatumwa vanomwe.
Which had the seven vials.
Akanga aine ndiro nomwe.
Full of the seven last plagues.
Dizere matenda manomwe ekupedzisira.
And talked with me, saying,
Iye wakataura kwandiri achiti,
Come hither.
Uya kuno.
I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.
Uya kuno. Ndikuratidze mwenga. Mwe mudzimai wegwayana.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word.
Ishwar Papa Zipiru, Ishukuravo.
We want to get into this part of the message together.
Regaiti pinde muchikamu chemaridzo iyi pamwe chete.
And we believe we have been given the grace.
Not and takapwa nyasha
in this end time to venture into prophetic issues.
Takapwa nyasha munguva ino yekupedzisira. Yekuti tipinde munyaya dzechiprofita.
When you come to the Lord,
paunouya kuna Ishe,
with your repentance,
uchitendeuka,
and fixing up your life,
uchigadzirisa upenyu hwako,
cleaning up all the past,
uchigeza zvese zvakare,
and filled with the Holy Ghost,
wozadzwa nemweya mutsvene,
after regeneration and baptism, after sanctification and baptism of the Holy Ghost, then we don't just stay there. We have to grow. This is where most of our churches end, maybe.
Kuda, mangwe machechi mazhinji anongoperera ipapo.
And then, because there is nowhere to grow, we fill up our time with church programs and everything else.
Nemhaka yekuti hapana nzira yekuti ukure, saka unozongopinda muprogramu yechurch wakutongoenderera mberi wakadaro.
But nature teaches us.
Asi zvisikwa zvinotidzidzisa.
When a child is born,
mwana kana achinga aberekwa,
we receive it into the family.
Tinomugamuchira mumhuri.
And after that child is born,
mwana uyu achinga aberekwa kudai,
that's not the end of the baby.
Hapasipo paanongoperera kuti mwana uya mumba ndizvozvo.
The next thing is we are all looking for the growth of the baby.
Kana mwana achinga aberekwa, chese tinenge takutarisira kuti mwana uyu achikura.
This is why when mothers are looking at children,
ndochikonzero vana mai kana vachitarisa vana, vachirera vana,
the babies that are born,
vana vari vaberekwa,
they are checking on the weight.
Anoramba achiendwa naye kuskero, vachinoona kuti ari kukura here.
and the nurses and all of them, they want to center on the growth of that little one.
Vana mkoti vese nana mai vanenge vachiwana chokwadzo kuti mwana uyu achengetwa achikura.
And when the child grows and begins to talk and tell stories, maybe go to school and everything,
mwana pano kurowa kutanga kutaura nyaya kuda kuenda kuchikoro nezvakadaro,
we are expecting that little one to grow into adoption.
Tiri kutarisira mwana uyu kuti akure azosvika paanozoganzwa
a position in the family or a position in the society.
Achitora nzvimbo yake mumhuri, achitora nzvimbo yake mumusha.
And also contribute to the family.
Uye agowanawo zvaanobatsira mumhuri.
Then we are all satisfied that little baby has grown to be somebody.
Ndo patinogutsikana kuti uya mwana uya akura zvino amunhu.
When you become a Christian,
paunoita muKristu,
when you are born of the Spirit of God,
waberekwa nemweya waMwari,
baptized of the Holy Ghost,
wababhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene,
that's not the end.
Hapatipo panoperera nyaya.
You are just like a child who is born.
Wangofanana nekasava akatangoberekwa.
But God has got a program for you.
Mwari vanenge vane hurongwa hwako.
Not the church, but God has got a program for you.
Hatisi kuti church, tiri kuti Mwari ndovane hurongwa.
God is the one that gives you growth. He is the one that teaches you.
Mwari ndovanokukudza, ndovanokudzidzisa.
After you receive the Holy Ghost.
Shure kwekunge wagamuchira mweya mutsvene.
And he puts you into a training.
Ndovanokupinza pakukupingudza kana kukudzidzisa.
Until God himself has got to adopt you.
Kusvikira ivo Mwari vazokugadza pachavo.
Because when you are born as a Christian,
nekuti paunoberekwa semuKristu,
God knows how to work with you.
Mwari ndo anoziva kunyatsoshanda newe.
According to the way he shaped you.
Maererano nekuti vakakuumba sei.
He will never put us into the same position.
Mwari havapi akatipinza munzvimbo imwe chete.
This is why Paul says in Corinthians,
ndochikonzero Paura achiti kuna vaKorinde,
do all speak with tongues?
Ko vanhu vese vangataure nendimi here?
Do all interpret?
Vanhu vose vangadudzira here?
Are all dreamers?
Ko vanhu vese varoti vehope here?
Are all prophets, apostles, teachers and so forth?
Vese vaapostora, vadzidzisi nezvakadaro?
We are not the same.
Hatina kufanana.
Just like when you look into your body itself,
iwo ukatotarisa muviri wako chaiwo chaiwo,
you've got ears, eyes and so forth,
une nzeve, meso nezvakadaro,
and each one has got a special function.
Nhengo imwe neimwe yemuviri ine basa rayo.
Paul says, if the eye tells the ear, I have no need of you, where is going to be the hearing?
Paura anoti iye, kana ziso rikati kunzeve, iwe nzeve handina basa newe, ko zvino tinonzwa sei?
So God has got to make us grow into position.
Mwari ndovanotirera votikudza tiri munzvimbo dzedu.
Amen. So by the grace of God, after you see the message that God has given to us in this end time, the next thing is we must see you moving into the prophetic realms.
Because
this message is prophetic. And you are a prophetic class of people whose ears have been tuned to hear and understand prophetic utterances.
Mune nzeve dzakanyatsonadzirirwa kuti dzinzwe kutaura kwechiprofita.
Amen.
Amen.
When you come to that, you will never argue with the word of God at all.
Kana wasvika pachiere ichocho, haupe wakakakavadzana neshoko raMwari.
During the days of Isaiah the prophet,
munguva yaIsaiah muprofita,
he prophesied. The virgin shall conceive. Do you know that Isaiah even died before that prophecy was fulfilled? And people called him a heretic by saying things which will never come to pass. But if you are a believer in God, you will know what a prophet is and what is his position. Once a prophet is identified as a prophet, then we know that whatever he says is from God. And it has to come to pass. But 800 years later, after Isaiah prophesied, then the virgin conceived. Mary met Gabriel.
Maria wakasangana na Gabriel.
And Gabriel told her about what was going to happen.
Mutumwa Gabriel akaudza Maria pamusoro pezvaizotevera.
I believe that Mary herself never doubted what Isaiah said.
Ndinotenda kuti Maria pachake haana kumboramba zvakanga zvataurwa naIsaiah.
Amen. Because he knew if it is a prophet of God, he is always going to say the truth.
Nekuti Maria waiziva kuti kana ari muprofita waMwari zvese zvaanotaura ndezvitokwani.
And Isaiah also,
Isaiah
in chapter 53,
muna chapter 53,
he was prophesying about Jesus Christ.
Ai munoprofita pamusoro paJesu Kristu,
who was led to the slaughter.
Uyo wakaendeswa kunourawa.
And the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed.
Hanzi neBhaibheri nemavanga ake takaporeswa.
And that Ethiopian minister was coming from Jerusalem from a convention.
Zvino mufundisi wekuEthiopia aibva kuJerusalem kuconvention.
And he was reading the scrolls of Isaiah.
Achiverenga tsamba yaIsaiah.
On this same portion we are talking about.
Achiverenga Isaiah 53 yatangobva mukutaura.
And he was reading aloud.
Aiverenga achitedzeresa.
And God made Philip to leave the convention.
Mwari vakaita kuti Philip abve paconvention.
And go up to meet with this man.
Aenda anosangana nemurume uyu.
And he asks him a question.
Akabva amubvunza mubvunzo.
Do you understand what you are reading?
Uri kunzwisisawo here zvauri kuverenga?
And this finance minister,
mugorokota rezvemari,
he told Philip, how can I understand if nobody comes to give me the understanding?
Ndingazvinzwisisawo sei kwenyu kana munhu asina kutondipawo kunzwisisa?
And he says, this scripture that I'm reading,
akati gwaro randaverenga,
is Isaiah speaking about himself or is speaking of another?
Isaiah arikureva arikuzvitaura iye here kana kuti arikureva mumwe munhu?
Because Isaiah appeared like he was speaking about himself.
Isaiah aita kunge arikutaura arikureva iye pachake.
And from that very scripture,
kubva gwaro iroro,
Philip started talking about Jesus Christ.
Philip akatanga kutaura pamusoro paJesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you see? You must be able to move into the prophetic realm.
Unofanira kupinda muzviyero zvechiprofita.
Because you are a prophetic outfit.
Nekuti uri mhando yechiprofita.
When you read the Bible,
paunoverenga Bhaibheri,
you are not just looking at evangelism.
Hausi kungotarisa nyaya yekuvhangera.
But you are a product of prophecy.
Iwe uri chibereko chechiprofita.
So you must be able to understand when prophecy is given.
Unofanira kunzwisisa panenge pachipuwa chiprofita.
Especially when God has identified a prophet in the land.
Kunyanya kana Mwari vatinge vapa muprofita munyika.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The hour that we are living in,
nguva yatiri kurarama,
we have gone past denominational ages.
Takapfuura zvizarwa zvemasangano.
Where evangelism has been the order of the day.
Apo kuvhangera yanga iriyo nyaya inozikanwa.
But so much has been prophesied of in this day.
So
much that if you don't move into those realms, you are simply going to hop, skip and jump over very, very important issues. When God is busy fulfilling His word, the Pharisees were reading the scripture in Isaiah, in the book of Psalms, about the coming of Jesus. And they were convincing one another the Messiah is coming. But the mode of his coming is where the problem was. They were expecting him to come in the house of the of Caiaphas, the high priest. But they were so surprised that he came right there in the crawl of cows and sheep. He was a lamb of God, so that's how he has to come. Amen. So, he never came with trumpets sounding and ringing in the sky. But they were so surprised. He was grown up and he was preaching in the synagogue. And he even told them, I'm the Messiah. They never believed that. Amen.
Amen.
But he came anyhow. Praise the Lord. And the prophet of this end time told us about the vision that God gave him about the tent. Amen. And it has to be fulfilled. Because if it is a vision, it must be fulfilled. God doesn't give them to us for pleasure. But we have got to wait and see them getting fulfilled right in our day. It's a pity that the people to whom the message was given, they don't see it.
Dine urombo kuti vanhu vacho vakapiwa maridzo havazvioni.
Just as it was in the days of Jesus, so is it in this day. Some people followed Jesus for a season. Until when he said things that they didn't like, they left him and they went away. He simply said, if you don't eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you are none of mine. They didn't wait to ask him, what do you mean by your flesh? They went away with just with their understanding of what was said. But the Bible says certain things are said to weed away certain people. Brother, you mustn't be one of them. But whenever Jesus will give some parables, everybody else was there. But the disciples, at the end of the parables, they will come to Jesus. And they will say, can you let us know the meaning of that parable? And he will tell them, it is given to others to know the issues of the kingdom of God. But for the others, they will hear and they will never understand. Is that right?
Amen.
But he says, blessed are you, because your eye Have your eyes have seen what the prophets and sages wanted to see, but they never saw. Your ears have heard what the prophets and sages wanted to hear, but they never heard it.
Are
you blessed, brother? Yes, sir. We are blessed by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
He told us, I will ride this trail again. And we believe he's still riding. Not in the same person of the prophet, but he has changed the vehicle. He is doing it in the bride. The same God who was in the prophet is the same God that is finishing up the ministry in the bride. Hallelujah. And we are so thankful that same God is alive today. And he is here to give us understanding. So that we know the day that we are living in. Is that true, brother, sister? Amen.
Amen.
Tenth vision. Expectation of the fulfillment of the tenth vision. I want to read here from the message Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
1956. Where the prophet was talking about the tenth vision. And I want you to watch his expectations, which are going to help us know the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The time of fulfillment to us is very, very important.
Paragraph
49. Now, you're going to have to read between the lines. Now, you know, the Bible is written. The message is not altogether right on the letter. Are you hearing that? The Bible is not just the black and white. But he went further to say, the message. Is this the same author of the Bible and the message? Is it the same author? Yes, sir. Do you believe that? The one that wrote the Bible and the one that gave the message you believe today? Is it the same author? Yes, sir. The Holy Spirit is the same author. And he is the one that comes back to give you sense of what he wrote about. Is that true, brother,
Amen.
Sister? We want to believe that because we know that it is true. Is that right?
Amen.
So, the Bible, we know that the Bible is written, the message is not altogether right on the
letter.
We want you to watch the approach so that you can also take the same approach. Is that right, brother, sister?
Amen.
Amen. But it's in between the lines. Did you know that? You know, any love letter is written the same way. My wife writes me a letter when I'm overseas. And she says, Dear Billy, I'm sitting here tonight. I'm thinking of you. And she goes ahead, tell me about different things. Now she puts that on the page. But I can read right between the lines.
I
know what she's thinking because I love her. She loves me. And I know that. Are you seeing that, brother, sister?
Amen.
So, when you are reading a letter, a love letter, okay, the married brothers and sisters will understand this better. Young people, you don't understand this until.
Imimi vechidiki chimbomirai makadaro muchazviwana kana nguva yenyasvika.
Just believe what I'm telling you right now.
Chingotendai zvandiri kukudzai iye zvino.
Until your time.
Kusvikira nguva yenyu.
Please. Okay. So it's not the black and white that is important.
Haisi nyaya yemavara bodo.
Anybody can read the black and white.
Nekuti mavara anogona kuverengwa nemunhu wega wega.
Is that true?
Amen.
And the Bible says,
Bible not.
I've hid these things from the eyes of the wise and prudent.
Bible not in Dagavi, Gazinizi, Kubakumese,
and will reveal them to babes such as would learn.
Because it's Zarura, Kuacheche, Vakakadira.
So there's no need of trying to get a scholarship to know God.
Saka, Apananzi, Apanatkonzero, Chekututotaka scholarship.
You have to get in love to know God. That's right.
Amen.
There's no special education that you need in the colleges for you to know God. They'll be taking you further away from God, actually. But if you want to know God, there's only one thing. You must be in love with Him. You must love Him. And you must know that He loves you too. That's the correct basis. Then He is going to talk to you. You can also talk to God. Have you ever made a prayer? And after you pray, you are so satisfied that I've spoken to Him. You go away satisfied that He has heard my prayer. You are in love with Him. Have you ever made prayer also? Asking certain things from Him? And it appears like all that you are asking for or talking about is hitting the ceiling and bouncing back. It's not arriving. Amen. But if we get to be in love with God, amen, you must come to a place where you as an individual must be able to say, I believe in my prayer. You can worry me here, you can curse me, you can do everything else, but wait until I kneel down, I'm going to make a report. And when I make a report, I know that He hears my prayer.
Mungani nese. Mungandi shungurute, mungandi tambute, asi, mirai muone, digo pinda mnamatu, dogo tanga kutawara na mwari wangu.
So you must be in a love affair with Almighty God. If you have never had a situation like that, or an experience like that,
kana usina kumbopinda, muchinano chakadaro, kana rudo rwakadaro.
You must desire to get there.
Shuvira kutungo pinda maziri.
Once you have that kind of experience, you are going to wonder where it was all this time. Because the experience can never be compared to any other. Amen. This, you don't need to go to school. Is an experience with God.
Know Him.
Is that right?
Amen.
He says, it's alright, it's fine going to school. for you to know the Bible. It helps me a lot. I'm not trying to say anything against scholarships to support my ignorance. But I'm trying to say this, friend, that no matter how much scholar you are, you have got to know him to have life. Amen. It's written between the lines a lot of times. Is that right? Watch, brother, he is going further than further on after he says this. When we get our big tent up out there somewhere, what year is this? This is the time, the year, when he started announcing to the church about the vision that God gave him about the tent.
Muna 56 ndo pawakatanga kutsanangura pamusoro sekuchiratidzo chetent.
Amen.
Amen.
When we get our big tent up out there somewhere,
kana tinge taisa tent yedu kunze uko.
We spoke about it last Sunday.
Takataura pamusoro pazvomusesa.
About the tent vision, is alright.
Pamusoro pe tent vision.
We'll take plenty of time.
Tatora nguva yakareba.
And go through them in between the lines.
Tichifamba manzviri.
Watch the resurrection thing, how it moves in
there.
Just beautifully. Are you putting your mind to this? Are you together looking into what the prophet is talking about? He's talking about the tent vision. Where he puts up that tent out there. And he says, we are going to have plenty time. That is, before the prayer line. But he says, we're going to have a lot of time to go into those things that's in between the lines. Did he say the Bible is written in between the lines? Did he say the message is written in between the lines? Did you hear that? Are you going to keep it in your mind? So it's not the black and white. But the issue that brings about the resurrection is in between the lines. The issues that give you power, it's not the black and white. But the issue is in between the lines. Brother, sister,
Amen.
You can read about the Holy Ghost the rest of your life. Reading will never baptize with the Holy Ghost. But it must be revealed to you what God has to do to you. And those things are written in between the lines. So reading does not give you. Because it's an experience. When God takes you from what is written and he goes with you in between the lines, then you have it.
Mwari. Nyayacho ndiye kuti Mwari. Vanokubvisa pane zvakanyorwa izvi. Vokupinza pane zvakanyorwa pakati pemutsara. Ipapo ndopaunogamuchira.
What did Paul say?
Paul akati,
the letter killeth.
Samba inouraya.
But the Spirit gives life.
Mweya ndo unopa upenyu.
So it's not the written part which gives you life.
Haisi nyaya zvakanyorwa zvinokupa upenyu.
Is that right? But the Spirit of God will take you to the written part. Is that right?
Amen.
And he quickens that which is written. In other words, he gives life to what is written. He takes you into the mind of the author. So that you can have a glimpse of what he is talking about.
kuitira kuti ukwanise kubata zvaari kutaura.
That experience
chiitiko ichocho
is what will give you life.
Ndochinokupa upenyu.
Are we alive?
Tiriwe tese here?
Amen.
Amen.
This message
Martini
is not just quote upon quote.
Haingova kunokora na kunokora.
It's not just reading and reading.
Haingori nyaya yekuita mutorododo wekuverenga.
We can teach one another about the message. We can teach about different aspects of the message. But that will never give you the life of the message. Is that right?
Amen.
Because what we need is the life of the message. Because you cannot try to teach somebody to live a good life. You can do it for a season. But when that person is under pressure, brother, he's going to behave like a devil. And you're going to wonder, this brother, I have taught him for so many years, but look at his behavior. But you see, the true you is can only be manifested when you are under pressure. Is that true?
Amen.
Because when the message is living in you, the life of the message is automatic. Brother, the goat will always produce a goat sound. It doesn't matter where you put the goat, but it will always produce a goat sound.
Mbudzi chero pairi inongogara ichingoti meme haife yakati brr sewai.
That's what it is, brother.
No, Zazini.
That is makeup.
Unu ayo mbuzi.
It's automatic.
Zvinongoendeka kumbuzi.
A cow will never make a sound like a goat. It doesn't matter what happens.
Mombe haife yakati mese mbuzi bodo.
Because it is in it.
Zviri mumombe kukuma.
If you are a believer, the life of Jesus Christ is automatic. It doesn't matter where you go to. It doesn't matter how much pressure you are under. The life is automatic. You just live a Christian despite.
So this doesn't
come by teaching you. It doesn't come when we try to teach you how to live.
It doesn't
come by practice. Yeah. They can tell you, oh, you put a dress like this so that you can look like a sister. Don't plait your hair. You have got to fix it like this, like a sister.
Aikona kuruka msoro, nyaso gadzira budzirako, richimbo beukira beukira osa sister.
Or you try to tell somebody, just remove your wig and try to use your hair correctly and natural so that you can look like a sister. We can do that.
Aikona kudza munhu kuti ah, iwe, bvisai wigi, regerai bvudzi renyu rinyatsokura, muratidzike sasista. Tinogona kuzviita.
You can tell them about all the extensions and everything that is coming up this day.
Unogona kuvataurira pamusoro pema extensions nezvimwe zviri kungomukawo mazuva.
That is good. You must live like a sister.
Zvakanakawo kurarama sasista.
Is that right?
Amen.
But we know.
Atoziva kuti
one day, when you travel away from our eyes, we won't even recognize you.
Ah, tinotokutadza.
Even with the trousers.
Unengwa tokia kunyange ne trousers chairo.
Because here we've been busy trying to tell you how a sister behaves.
Okay?
But away from our eyes, skin and trousers won't be different.
Unenge wa kupeka trousi rinongo namira na neganda. Kana kuti stoko noni.
So you see, practicing and teaching does not help.
Nyaye kudzidzisana nekupractisa hazvishande.
It's like a crow that is trying to put on feathers like a dove.
Zvakafanana negunguo.
Then they put in wax around its body, and then you push in all the feathers of the dove and so forth.
Orizora urimbo kana namo wanyaso zora so gungu orizora 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 obana mira ma manenga enjiva.
It's good when it is cold.
Zvakanaka izvozvo kana.
Wait until the sun comes. All the feathers are going to drop off. Is that right?
Amen.
That's true. Amen. Mumba umo.
They are in the home.
Brother, when that sister bends the meat.
And that's the brother, mudzimaiwe nyanenga apisa nyama.
Your behavior then.
Ipapo manje nyama yacha.
That's when we are going to know whether you are a true brother or not.
Ipapo brother nyama yacha. Ndopatinozo kuzaya kuti muri brother here, vechokwadi kana kuti pete.
Otherwise they're going to tell us about all your totem and all your ancestors and everything.
Nobody papo, uchazwa taurira kuti nini ndiri wakati wakati wedzinza rakati haundizive kwetu takataitika zotaitika zodai handindaro.
Okay, when things are rough,
kana zvinhu zvinge zvaoma,
that's when you got to behave like a Christian.
Go paunu pana kurati.
Why? It's in between the lines.
This
is what I'm talking about. Is that right?
Amen.
So the prophet says, when we have that big tent, we have a lot of time to talk about the in-between the lines. The resurrection things, that's how it moves in there. So just beautifully, just get in love with him, and he will reveal it to you. And then I noticed that. Amen. You know, God, what did to Abraham and Sarah there? I'll tell you what he done. Do you know why he's bringing in the issue of Abraham and Sarah? It's because the event that took place with Abraham and Sarah was written in between the lines. God conditioned the two to receive the promise.
Mwari akasandura vaviri ava kuti vagamuchire vimbi.
They were made young again.
Abraham na Sara vakadzoka kuita majaya nemhandara zvakare.
But the Bible doesn't tell you
as Bible haritiudzi
that they were made young again.
Kuti Abraham na Sara vakasandurwa vakaita vadiki.
The only person who can read that is the one with the ability to read what is between the lines.
Munhu ega anokwanisa kuverenga izvozvizvi ndeuya anokwanisa kuverenga pakati pemusana.
He turned them back to young men and young women again.
Mwari akavasandura akavaita murume nemudzimai wechidiki.
He said, Brother Branham, that's ridiculous.
Moti Brother Branham, zvinosetsa izvi.
But he did.
Asi ndozvaakaita.
He turned them back to a young man and a woman.
Akavaita mujaya murume wechidiki nemudzimai wechidiki.
How do you read it? How do you know that this is what happened? Look at this. At the time of the promise, Abraham and Sarah walked 300 miles into the Philistine land.
Abraham na Sarah vakafamba mamaira 300 munyika ya Philistia.
Is that right?
Amen.
And there was a young king in that land.
Paiva na mambo wechidiki munyika iyoyo.
His name was Abimelech.
Aende Abimelech.
Amen. When they got there,
pakapinda munyika Abimelech.
And the king saw Sarah.
Mambo ndobva vaona Sarah.
And he says, I want to marry that one.
Pakabvata.
How old was she? 90 years. Just imagine a woman that's 90 here.
Chimbofungao.
I don't know if we have any that is 90.
Muzimaya ne 90 years.
And a young king says, I want to marry that one.
Jayara mambo raftora uti. Ndiruta kurora yeye.
You might say, oh yeah, those are the days of Abraham. It's all 10 days when people could live long.
Okay.
But the Bible says it had ceased with Sarah of the manner of women.
Long
way long after menopause. But God made her young again. Both in the body and on the inside. All the teeth came back again and all the furrows were stretched out and she was young again. With a young smile again.
Mazino akadzoka mukanwa masara rimarese rikabuda mi kunyana kwese kwakapera ese madhunduru emumeso vamusitina anga urungana.
Our God did that.
Dzimwari wedu achishandura.
Because a whole king, brother.
Nemhaka yekuti mambo chai anonzi mambo.
Amen. Said, I want to marry that one.
Akati haa, uyu ndoda kuti murohora.
He was now fixing for a wedding.
Abereka anga kutoronga kuti nditochata na Sara.
Is that true? Because he had already spoken to Abraham, that woman.
Abraham.
How do you relate to that wife? Abraham was fearing to die.
Abraham,
if he had said, it's my wife. Because the king says, I want to marry that one. The king knew, I cannot marry somebody's wife. Long time ago. But these days people don't care. This one,
is that so?
These days. It doesn't matter. Not for believers. No. Believers know better. So Abraham lied.
Abraham,
he said, she is my sister. Although in a way, she was his sister. But this time, she was more of his wife than the sister. So he preferred to take the other route so that he can cover his life.
Abraham akangoti, ah, regarding kuita ibaya dziende kuitira kuti zvifambe.
This is what is happening to many of the believers today. They said, Father Abraham lied, so look, I can also lie. Let me tell you, it's true. Abraham lied. But where was he? He had left the world. He had gone out of his promised land. That is why he lied. But as long as Abraham was in the promised land, he never lied.
Abraham akanyepa. Shiro ngabuda munyika ichipikirwa. Asi When you lie,
you are out
wabuda
of the message.
Marit.
Because liars are not in the message.
Nebuti vanyepi avawanike maritu.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that true?
True one.
Praise God. So here we are.
Yes, Tiriban.
By the grace of God.
Ninyasha Dama.
So this issue of the change of the body is written. But in between the lines. How many of you remember? Brother Branham, for some time,
Brother Branham,
he was talking about things that are written at the back side of the book. Amen. And later on, he told us, if these are additions to what is already written, but the Bible says we must not add. Neither must we subtract what is already written. But it says the true revelation is written in between the lines. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is going to change you is not the black and white. But our change of the body is hiding in between the lines. Because that is where the message is. Is that true? Do you know why people argue a lot? They will never argue of what is written in between. They argue on what they can read and see. Amen.
Amen.
Because they lack revelation of what is written in between. Is that true?
Amen.
If you know what is written in between the lines, you will never argue with nobody. Is that right?
Amen.
Because you know the truth. I heard of some brothers who were fighting. Physical fighting. 7 throws are revealed. The other says, no. They are not revealed. Hey, I said they are revealed. Oh, brother, it wasn't easy.
Amen.
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 You don't argue. Because you know the truth.
Not to that word.
Is that true? May God help us. We want to hold on to that.
It
will do us a lot of good. I want to read Ashamed. When Brother Branham came back from South Africa, listen to what he was talking as a desire. I said, I believe while we are back here, I will just take and hold a meeting.
Ndakati ndotenda kuti tichiri kuno.
I will get that school auditorium up there, up here.
To haya ehore kuchikoro iyi.
And we'll have a meeting from the 28th or through to the 1st.
Toba nematwa nema meeting bangwa 28 kusvika nzwa 1.
A meeting at the school auditorium.
Tiri ku nandare yechikoro.
I want to preach on the subject of the outpouring of them 7 last vials. And so, we called ahead and we had a little disappointment. They won't let us have these schools no more. Too many people crowd in. We can't have it no more. And so, then I decided, while I was back here then, instead of, but I want to jump onto paragraph 16. Okay. Where he's telling us here, same book. Now, I want to find out through the elders. I feel led.
I've
never had such a hunger in my heart for God. in all my life than I have now. I want to get my own tent and my stuff, like the Lord gave me a vision to. And I believe the time is just now at hand. And I want to see, while I'm here, while we can get the tent. And then, when I go,
and I
come here to Jeffersonville, instead of having just a day or two,
or three or four,
we can go out here and put up this tent and have 2 or 3 weeks. You see, and nobody can say nothing about it. We can either take a ballpark. If they won't let us have that, there is
a
farmer out there. Out here will let us have a farm.
We
will rent the farm and put it up. The only thing we'll just have to do here will be make our outbuildings and so forth, and for our convenience. And that could be easily done. And then we'll start having our services. Because that's according to a vision from the Lord. And it's to be done that way. Brother, are we connecting all these things together? That's the desire that he had about the tent. Having a lot of time. Talking about the outpouring of the vials and reading what's in between the lines.
It's
alright. He was looking into a big time
of
bringing a lot of things in the open for the church.
It's alright.
And these things, he's pushing them up.
It's alright.
He advertised for the seven seals. He advertised for the seven church ages. He had time to preach about the seven church ages. Seven seals. Amen. But God will not allow him to have series of services like that on the seven trumpets. And on the seven last vials and seven last plagues. Are you here? Because on the trumpet, he preached it supernaturally. And we take the same cue to know that for the vials and the plagues, he also preached it supernaturally. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there are certain things that's never supposed to be identified. But you have got to catch it by revelation to know what he has got to talk about. Before the prophet went, he made an announcement that he was going to preach about the trail of the serpent. Is that true? Did he preach that one? The Lord took him before he preached it. Is that right?
Amen.
But if you take the spoken word, with that in your mind, you are able to check through what he was going to talk about, because he spoke about it already. All you have to do is get inspiration. to trek through on what he said already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And while you were talking about his desire,
you talk
about the last plague. He was already talking about it. As he was telling us of his desire. And he was busy talking about it. Is that right, brother, sister?
Amen.
Amen. So, if you have a prophetic eye, you are able to tell what he is talking about.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Trying to do God a service. I won't be too long, brothers, but I want you to make sure you see this together with me. Amen. And then, I'm here to get the trustees together till when he comes back, he's talking about that. I'm kind of getting put out all this turning me down on place to hold a meeting.
And Anita, ninyaye kungoramba ntingonzi tikati tibhuke nzvimbo inei vatinyima.
When I'm feeling led to do so,
asi ndenchinzwa kuti chitaro.
So I think I'm going to ask if we just can't get our tent.
Saka ndichavakumbira kuti ndinzwe kuti hatikwanisewo here kuva netende yedu.
And put it up.
Toivaka.
Just stay there, you know. Get out here in the ballpark.
Tongo enda
on a farm.
Nandare yebora kana mpras.
And move it from place to place.
Tichipora tichifamba nentende redu.
Just as the Lord will lead.
Amen. Patinenge tichungamirwa nashe.
And I feel that's what he's going to do.
Ndinonzwa kuti ndozvaari kuda kuti iite.
You know, there is a vision concerning that. And I think that maybe the reason this happened, now, you know, a lot of times, we think it's horrible because certain things happen. Amen. But, you know, that might be God.
He's
driving you into this thing.
When
he says it, he will do it.
Amen.
Amen. Then I'm going to put in these other quotes from 7 books of Daniel about the prophet desiring to bring these fulfillments together.
My quotation is from 7 books of Daniel. Prophet apaning vachirati dachishuwo chavo chekuti vave netende.
Paragraph 71.
Paragraph 71.
Gabriel's instruction.
Rairo kuna Gabriel.
Revelation 6:1.
Rairo ya Gabriel. Revelation 6.
Revelation 19:21.
Zvakazarurwa 19:21.
Is connected with the 70 weeks.
Ine chepi yakabatana nemasondo makumi manomwe aDaniel.
Therefore, we must stop and explain before we go further.
Naizvozvo regai timire tibotsanangura tisataenderera mberi.
We must stop and explain.
Tofanira kuti timire tisanangure.
Why these 70 of weeks? Because if you don't, you will miss those seals. You miss those trumpets. You miss those vials. Those plagues. And those three unclean spirits like frogs. And the three wolves. The cutting out of the red dragon. The woman in the sun. You miss it all. If you don't. Because it takes place right here in the 70th week.
Hallelujah. Nekuti zvese zvinoitika iko zvino musondo re70.
Amen.
Amen.
That's where it takes place. So, a true reader and a person who follows prophecy, you must be able to place everything in the correct place.
It's like
a jigsaw puzzle. If you put the pieces wrongly, you are going to have the wrong picture. Is that right?
Amen.
But you have got to put them correctly. So
that
it must make sense. Amen. We are speaking about people in the message already. Is
that
right?
Amen.
Some people argue with you and tell you, oh yeah, we still have got a whole week left of the 70 weeks. Go back to what the prophet said. One week was left, it was cut into two.
So is that right?
The first half Christ preached already for 3.5 years.
Half year kutanga Christ akaparidza makore matatani hapo.
And how long is the other one?
For imwe yasara yakareba sei.
3.5 for the tribulation.
Half ekutambudzwa.
You see? So your jigsaw puzzle fits in properly.
Saka puzzle yako inonyatsopekana.
Is that right?
Amen.
So all these other things.
Zvimwe wazvine izvi.
They are in the 70th week. Is that right? And you look at it right in the church ages. Right in between them weeks. Is that right? And proceed through into the tribulation. But the word of God has got to be fulfilled in the way it has to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paragraph 36. Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
Just watch this. And then, still talking about his desire. I'll be coming back and forth all the time, preaching in the tabernacle. And you people that's from out of town, you'll be notified. Billy Paul will be here.
Billy Paul in the office.
Amen. And can be reached at any time through him, and we'll be coming back here. And then the seven trumpets is coming up right away. The Lord willing. Are you seeing the announcement?
Amen.
And the seven last plagues and the vials and so forth. Just as we can. Get a little cooler weather.
Maybe.
Something, however the Lord
leads.
Hallelujah. Then watch the God of this evil age. That's my second last.
And now
in doing this, I have come here for the purpose of teaching the last vial. Last seven vials. And the last seven trumpets. And the last seven thunders of the book of Revelation. Tying them together in this hour that we are living. To follow the opening of the seven
pillars.
The seven church ages. Amen. So, we couldn't get room to do it. So, I hope that soon as we can,
and
can get a place sufficient for that, either here or in Louisville. New Albany, or either put up a tent.
New Albany, kana chere kwa
so
tent.
We can just stay as long as the Lord
leads us. Yedu, panutuno tungamiru wana Jehovah.
Is that right? Are you seeing? He was talking about a desire.
Trukona,
but God, being so good to us,
Asimari,
he will let you understand that right there in the process, he is dropping to you so that you can understand what he's talking about. Amen.
Amen.
Anointed ones at the end time, still talking about it. And we are hoping, soon as possible, to make a way, but we can help. Where we can bring all of us together, maybe under a big tent, where I'm feeling really definitely led to preach those seven last vials.
But in the
Bible. Amen. Are you still in church, brother, sister? Look at the scripture we read. There are seven angels in the book of Revelation. Is that right?
Amen.
Those seven angels have got seven vials. But inside the vial, which is a container,
there
are plagues. Is that right? So, each of the seven has got plague and vials. Amen.
Amen.
We are not looking at another set of seven angels. Are you here? The same seven of the seven church ages are the same seven we are talking about. Is that right?
Amen.
So, we are not talking about many, many, many angels. Paul was an angel. And Paul had a message. And after he preached his message, he saw that he had a vial and plagued the inside. Are you here? So, if you accept the message of Paul, you are going to be set aside together with Paul waiting for the resurrection. But if you refuse the message of Paul, then the plagues that inside the vials are poured onto the earth. Brother, sister, are you getting what I'm talking about? This is the message you believed. And you got to understand that. This is why he preached the seven church angels. So that he can isolate the seven messengers. Because those seven messengers are the seven angels. Is that right? So each and every one of them angels. Messengers. In the seven church ages, had a message. Hallelujah. Which was in a two-way form. It had grace with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it had judgment on the other side. For the ones who refused the message. Are you still here? So you accept the message of the messenger. You receive grace. If you refuse it, judgment comes upon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for the word judgment that we are talking about, that is going to fall upon the one that rejects the message. This is where we are speaking about the plagues that is at the vial. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is coming as a symbol.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
Revelation is a book of symbols. So the messenger is coming with a vessel, which is a vial. And inside the vial, it is a container which has got some contents on the inside. Is that right? For the ones who reject the message, he's going to pull out the vials. And inside the vial is plague. Upon the one that refuses the message. All the way through. Until the day we are living in. Each age
chizaro achoka achoka.
Some difficult sicknesses and problems.
Hallelujah. Chizaro achega chega chairo wane matenda acho. Amen.
After the messenger leaves the place,
shure kwekunge nume chizaro iyoyo yapa,
who accept the message,
vaya vaigamchira mari
dzenyu, they receive grace. But when the messenger goes out of the
city,
God pours plagues,
Mwari vanodurura matenda,
diseases,
zirwere,
and problems
nematambudziko
to the people who refuse the message.
Kuneva yavaramba maridzo. Hallelujah.
Is that true?
Jesus,
this is what we're talking about.
Donya yatirikutaura iyoyo.
And the prophet now in his day, he has got a feeling. But after I preached the seven church ages and after I preached the seven sins.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to talk about the plagues which are in the vine, so that I can explain it to the people so that they can understand what we're talking about. But God did not allow him to do it expressly like he would have done.
Mwari avanakutendera mupropita kuti vatinyatsodonongodza sezvavaida kuita.
But meanwhile,
asi nguva imwe chete,
throughout those messages from Ashane,
kuvaiparidza mumharidzo dzese kubva pane inonzi kunyara,
he was preaching to the people,
vaitoparidza kuvanhu
about them plagues,
pamusoro pematenda.
Are you here, brother, sister? You know the different sicknesses that came in the church ages.
Tinoziva mhando yezvirwere zvakarova mumazera emachechi.
Is that right?
Amen.
We can talk about influencer.
Tobva nautaura pamusoro peinfluencer.
That history, but it hit people.
Yakapera asi yakauraya vanhu.
It was poured onto the earth.
Yakadururwa panyika.
We can talk about cancer.
Tobva nautaura pamusoro pecancer.
Are these big diseases?
Zvirwere zvinotemesa musoro here izvi?
Yes, sir.
What?
But they came to the people because they refused the message.
Are you here? Yeah. But I
want you to know, if it was in Egypt,
hallelujah,
were on the Egyptians, frogs were on the Egyptians,
but
it was normal
in Goshen. Hallelujah.
As it was then, so is it today? Is that true? There was darkness in Egypt, but there's light in Goshen. The prophet came in our day and he preached, arise and shine, for your light has come.
There's
gross darkness on the world, on the unbeliever. But there's never been a day for the believer like this day. There's never been a light shining so bright like this day. Goshen, brother. We are in Goshen. We are not in Egypt. He has given us light like never before, because of accepted the message. We have accepted the message. We have accepted power. We have accepted all the benefits that can be found in the message. But for the one who refuses the message, brother, we don't know what is going to happen to them. What day are we living in? This is the message that Malachi 4 brought to us. Open your eyes for you to see what is happening in our day.
Amen.
Is that right, brother, sister?
Jesus,
and for them in Goshen,
kune awa Goshen,
they have been given power,
vakapuwa simba,
of divine healing.
Rekupoza kwa Mwari.
Hallelujah. When you come
into the city of refuge. It doesn't matter what is around you. We have been given power over every sickness, over every spirit, over every power, so that the children of God might be free from any plague, from any disease, from any habit. We got the power to fight every disease and every power. The world has got to know there is no power on the earth like this message. There is no power on this earth like the power of this message. If you never knew where power is today, good news for you.
It
is a city of refuge. Bring your loved ones here. Hallelujah. God is going to save them. There is no habit that is too big for God. There is no sickness that is too big for God. But Almighty God is in our camp. Hallelujah! Almighty God is here. The voice of the King. The shout of the King.
Kufamba kwa mambo.
He is in the camp.
Kuri mukamba, yes,
so as long as his shout is here,
kera chiri kudai zira
we
muno.
Know he is with us.
Tino ziva kuti Jehovah
vari muno. And he promised, I will be with you. Even in you,
mamuri,
till the end of the age.
Kusika kumagumo echizarwa.
Do you believe it?
Unostenda ere.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For you,
kwa uri wewe,
that have believed the message.
Unatenda
for you,
kunewe,
that have believed the message.
Akatenda
the Son of Righteousness.
Shuwa repuruma,
he rose for you.
Rino ziva kutwa uri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that
kuita kuita.
You might be energized.
Uwe ne simba.
Because of the presence. Of the Son of God, who is shining upon us, to remove all greenness until you are mature in the presence of the Almighty God. Do you love the Lord, brother, sister? With all that within our hearts. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Give me a few minutes and we finish tonight. This morning. Hallelujah. But this is the truth that God has given to us. Out there is plague. But get to Goshen. Brother, there's all the light you need. And all the powers of evil are shut away from
Goshen.
We know it is true. We brag on that.
Aiwa, it is not that we pamper that God is our God.
Because we know that our God,
no, because
when He made the promise,
can our mimbisa,
He is going to stand with that promise.
Vano miira ne mimbisa yavo.
That's the God we believe in.
De mari wat no tenda man.
Just these few minutes, brothers, I'm finished. Christ is revealed in His own words. Amen. I was just talking to a young minister and his wife in the room just a few moments ago, and both of them are never just like the rest of the world. Rest of the human beings on earth. Are you reading in between the lines? He's singling out one couple that is suffering like everybody else on the earth. Is that right?
Amen.
It's not just a story he's talking about.
Profita asingotaura ngano pana.
He's telling you about the plague.
Varutaura pamusoro pematenda.
That's been thrown in the world we're living in.
Akakandirwa panyika yatiri kurarama.
Are you getting it?
Tirikuzvibata.
Amen.
Amen.
Says remember.
Andirangarira.
Satan has got a punch coming at you.
Satan ari kuda kutokurova chematenga nzungu.
Don't care who you are.
Hazvina basa kuti ndiwani.
He has got a right for that one punch.
Hazvina haana basa kuti ndiwani. Ane mvumo yekuti ambokukanda chematenga nzungu.
Is that right?
Amen.
He has got a right to that punch.
Ane kodzero yekukurova.
Is that right?
Amen.
Because this is where we are.
Ndo patatika.
Amen.
Amen.
So he says, which head you rather be, that punch, be blind or be an arthritic sitting in a chair or being nervous?
Kurova uku kunogona kuti unogona kuita bofu, unogona kurova ne arthritis, ongoramba uri mucheya kana kuti unogara uri munhu anongogara achitya nekudedera.
He's got somewhere he can punch you.
Ane imwe nzira yekukurova.
He's got a right.
Ane mvumo yake.
To that open place.
Kuti ambopinda ipapo.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, that's the spot you got to keep covered. All the time.
Hallelujah. Iyoyoyo, rutivi roro. Rwaari kuda kukurova naro. Ndorwa unofanira kugara wakavhika.
Amen.
Amen.
And to see this nervous age.
Uri kuona chizvarwa chino. Chinotya ichi chinodedera.
Are you seeing nervousness? Kuponere
kudedera nekuvhunduka idenda.
He calls this a neurotic age.
Hanzi chizvarwa chemipengo.
But Paul's age was not a neurotic age.
Chizvarwa chaPaul changa chiri chizvarwa chemipengo.
But this one is a neurotic age.
Asi chedu ichi ndechemipengo.
Is that true?
Amen.
Something has been thrown on the people.
Pane takakandirwa pavanhu.
Because of the message of the hour.
Nekuda kwemharidzo yenguva.
If you don't come in, you are outside.
Ukasapinda mukati, ukusara kunze.
By this nervous problem.
Saka uri kunze, ucharohwa nedenda rekutya iri.
Are you seeing how he is setting it right for us?
Tiri kuona here kuti muprofita ari kuzvironga sei kwatiri.
And last week's tape.
Zvino tape yesvondo rakapera.
I think will reveal to you the great hideous thing.
Inokuzarurirai zvinhu zvinotyisa zvikuru.
But we are going to speak on one of these days.
Zvatichazotaura pamusoro pazvo rimwe remazuva.
When we can get a place sufficient in the tent. You hearing that?
Patinokwanisa kuwana nzvimbo yakakwana mutende.
Of the opening of those last plagues. What is going to talk about? Hideous thing.
Kuzarurwa pamusoro kwematenda.
Is that right?
Amen.
It says opening of those last plagues.
Kuzarurwa kwematenda epetsira.
Poured out upon the earth.
Akadururwa panyika.
Those vials, rather.
Ndiro idzi ndodzakutera.
Out of the vials.
Kudururwa kwendiro nemutinhimira minomwe.
And those hideous sights.
Nezvinhu zvinotyisa izvi.
That's coming upon the earth.
Zviri kuya panyika.
Man.
Varume.
Now, and people today.
Zvinovanhu nhasi
are in such a neurotic condition.
Vapinda muchinhano chekupengereka.
The whole world.
Nyika yose. Pasi pose.
Amen. Just give him a little push. But they're going to shout on top of their voices.
Ama.
And they're going to tell everybody else about their problem.
Munhu kungonzi parawo mbichana kungovhiringwa mbichana. Anopopota richibuda kusvika ridoke agoudza vanhu vese.
Econet is going to get a lot of money.
Ah, akanga adaro bhengi reEconet rinotofuta nekuti anenge ari pacellphone throughout.
The place.
Itenda.
Why did you do that to me? And who actually started it? Give me the number, I'm going to talk to those ones.
Ah, wambonditarirei. Diana mbotanganya yacho. Rega ndikupe number. Saka vanhu vacho ndoda kuvasota.
Who else was there when you were talking about it?
Pamanga mupanga uchitaura izvozvo wanga unani.
You can't do that to me.
Unoziva kuti inini handinzaro.
You don't know who I am.
Ah, unyatsondiziva mushi.
After all, so is my relative up there.
Futi inini ndine connection nani inge ari pamusoro.
You are not supposed to be involved.
haufanirengo uchiwanikwa imomo.
In that kind of tattling and rattling.
Muku wawata nekungo wawata uchidarosu.
It's a spirit.
Mwea.
That is affecting the people of this world.
Mwea wakara vanhu venyika ino.
Kweo haunzarwo nendava iyi.
Why can't something be done to you? Why can't somebody provoke you? Don't you know that when people talk about you, you are important? If you are a nobody, they don't even talk about you. The moment you hear them speak about you, you must break and say, after all, I'm leaving. What are you up to now? Why can't see people speak about you? Why do you forbid people to speak about you? What's so special?
Do you see, it's a spirit of this world.
Nongona, where are you?
Are you seeing that?
Who's
on it? Yeah. And gossip is on the increase every day.
Guwa. Dora wanda maswan.
People enjoy talking about things, even if they don't, they have nothing to do with them.
Vanu. Vanongofarira kutaura pamusoro pezvinhu kunyange zvisinei navo.
If they see a brother walking in town with a certain sister, they don't even know what is happening and they begin to talk. I saw so and so in town, very soon he caught here.
Munoziva vakangoona mukomana nemusikana vari kufamba mutown. Ah, katotungira kamoto mberevere. Ndavaona. Ah, vanga vachifambidzana. Ah, mai manje vachasumudzwa ku church.
I will never lie to you. People enjoy gossiping. They want to talk about things that's not even affecting them. You see a couple and they're talking serious business in town.
Yeah? Vari kukurukura vakanyatsodzikama mutown.
Serious business.
Vari kukurukura zvakadhama.
You see them talking.
Uri kuvaona vachitaura.
And they start phoning around.
Vakutofona.
They were almost fighting.
Mamirira vanga yakaita nemagariro nevanga vakaita. Brother and sister vapotsavarwa. Mumba mava hamuna kumira zvakanaka, brother and sister X.
Do you know that is gossip?
Unoziva kuti vanonzi makuwa.
But do you know God is going to make you answer for that?
Unoziva kuti uchapindurira makuhwa ako here?
Sure.
Wong.
Oh, satellite dish, please.
Ah, I'm a satellite dish.
No, you are the satellite.
Ndiwe dengeja mukombe. Unongosera uchimwaya.
May God help us.
Dai Mwari watibatsira.
So, this is a neurotic age.
Chizvarwa chemipengo chinini.
Is that right? We're having more people that's mad today than any other time in history.
Chizvarwa chino ndochine vanhu vari kupenga vakawandisa kupfuura zvatakamboita muzvarwa zvapfuura.
Even many that are looking at me right now, including myself.
Kunyange vanhu vazhinji vakanditarisa kunyange ini.
We all have a certain percentage of madness.
Tese. Munhu wese aneka percentage kekupenga kanako,
which has to be controlled by prayer.
Tari kungodzikamiswa nekunamata nemunamato.
Is that right?
Amen.
If you're not careful, that percentage is going to increase.
Kana ukasaramba uchitonamata kuti zvidzikame, kanokwira ka percentage kusvikira dzazotiza danga.
Oh, that is true, brother, if you don't know that.
Kana wanga usingazvizive.
Amen.
Amen.
But we need those people to believe the word.
Huh? So that
with that percentage of madness, brother, then you're going to follow the word of God to the dot.
Amen.
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 You read this month's Reader's Digest? You notice the subject there? It's on Billy Graham.
Billy Graham,
the great evangelist.
Mvangeri Mkuru.
He got so tired.
He
just couldn't hold his meetings.
He
went on to Mayo's clinic for a physical
checkup. There
wasn't nothing wrong with him.
Only
he just doesn't do enough work.
He just doesn't
do enough work, and they put him on running.
Zvino akamuti wewe hausi kunyatsoshanda zvakasimba saka chitomboita ma exercise uchimhanya.
Physical exercise.
Kutombo exercise haiko uchimhanya.
He runs a mile every day.
Billy Graham anomhanya 1 mile zuva rega rega.
How many are guilty on this?
Vangani vanowanikwa vane mhosva.
Wanyarara hako asinozviziva iwe.
You have remained quiet, you know very well.
Amen.
Amen.
It's true, brothers. You must burn some of this fat around your body. Do a bit of exercise, run a little bit, and do this and that to make sure you can be fit again and do some work. There was nothing wrong with Billy Graham.
Billy Graham,
Many of us also, if we don't do a little bit of this and that, many people hide under scripture physical exercise, providence, little. Hey, brother. But that little is good. But it's going to affect you somehow. Amen.
Amen.
I know you're going to ask me a question. Where was Brother Branham running? That man was a hunter, brother.
Brother Branham, amen. Why Vima?
He could track an animal for miles.
Vai ronda munka mamaira akawanda vachiteza.
After hill, down the hill, this other side.
Nayo mumpata mujinga mamsoro pegomo.
He didn't have this problem.
Vanga vasina damudziko.
Is that right?
Amen.
But brother, you become so weak until you are useless.
Ama unorenguka kusvikira unosara wa dendefu.
And you'll be calling yourself so tired.
And
good for nothing.
May
God help us.
Is
this a plague
that's
been thrown in this
world?
Oh, sure. Amen.
Amen.
We no longer do like we used to do before.
Because
of civilization.
You wake
up in the morning. Your stove, you just turn like this. That's not work. Is that right? Your water is boiling. And you just make your tea. Is that right?
Amen.
You want to cook your rice, you just pour everything else on a rice cooker and you're busy on something
else.
From there, you just jump into your car, just walk very little bit into your garage, and off to town you go. Park your car, you are in a lift. From there, you just walk out of the lift on your chair. Buttons are working. Amen. But you do not know what is happening in your life meanwhile. Is that true?
Amen.
This is what the prophet is telling us about.
Amen.
Amen. Do something about it. And then the article goes on to say, I'm reading.
Oh, okay.
And then the article.
That
science has proved that today
that
young children, those little boys and
girls,
hit their middle age at 20 years old.
Vanosvika pazera rekuyaruka vane makore 20.
And by 25, many times, In many cases, girls are out of menopause at 25 years old.
Vasika, makore 25, vasikana, anetenga amu zimai ayaruka. Iyani makore 25.
In America.
For America.
That's 50 years ago.
Makore 50 apura.
Is it now coming to our countries?
Zangu ya mnika medere.
Do you see what is happening?
Murukwana zvitika.
Is that not a plague?
Arisi dende.
What is causing that?
It's
our food. Should we run away from our food? No, brother, we eat our food. But we pray for our food. Is that true?
Amen.
Is this happening? Many times we get confused. Why is this little girl behaving like this? Of menopause already. Is that right?
Amen.
One time we read to the church an article in UK about UK. They said when you see a girl of 24 years pushing a prema, many times you think that's her baby or sister's baby. He says, but you'll be shocked to know that she's pushing a grandchild. Because she got that baby girl when she was 12. And when that baby grows up 12, she now has got a baby too. So 24, you are a grandmother.
Ane makore 24, watu ambuya.
In this world.
Munyika inu.
This world, brother.
Nyika enas.
Amen. Are these things happening?
Zvinhu zviri kuitika here.
How old was your friend when he was bald-headed?
Shamwari yako, yangani makore mangani, payakaita manza.
Let me end there.
And just pour it up.
At what age did your hair turn gray?
Wakachena msoro. Wani makore mangani.
Sister, at what age did you look like an old mother?
Nay, sister. Makashika. Mangamani makore mangani. Pamama kutarizika. Sambuya.
Or when you started putting on dresses like your mother.
The same sizes
with your mother. You answer those questions on your own. So that you get to realize how evil our day is. Amen.
Amen.
It's a difficult age.
Is that
right? But it's plagued around us. I don't know if you knew it or not.
And is what man is very kind of thing.
But a few nights ago,
while
the Holy Spirit was speaking here in the meeting, a little girl sitting down here, that's exactly what was wrong with that child. When it called out, I looked at her the second time. Looked again. And I seen what was the matter. I thought it can't be. That child is too young. But it was menopause. About 20 years old.
23.
Something like that. The prophet saw it. In discernment. Amen. Hormones are drying off too quick.
Amen.
Amen. And you become an old man, old woman, too soon. The foods we are eating. We can't run away from them. But we are affected. Is that right?
Amen.
My mother and your mother struck that age about 45 to 50.
Amai vako nevangu vaishika pazera iroro vane makore 45 kana 50.
My wife struck that age about 35.
Mudzimai wangu akasvika pazera rekusanduka upenyu iri ane 35 years.
Now is down to 20.
Zvino zvadzika kusvika pamakore 20.
The whole human race.
Rudziruano rwose waora.
Well, if them physical being of our body is tearing down like that from eating hybrid food.
Zvino aiwa zvino kana mitumbi yedu iyi iri kubvaruka ichirenguka kudai kuburikidza nekudya chikafu chemasanganiswa.
Tension that's rotting in.
Zvino
kanganisa. That's rotting in.
Zviri kukanganisa. Zvichioresa mitumbi yedu.
Does not that also rot the brain cells?
Ko zvino pfungwa dzeuropi hwedu hadziorewo here?
This is where the madness is coming from.
Ipapapa pakuora pfungwa apa ndopari kubva kupenga.
Then we can see
how
men can get on the street naked.
Takwanisa kuona kuti kuti vakadzi vanokwanisa kupinda mugwagwa vakashama zvavo.
You are all witnesses to this.
Imi munozvionera mega.
A woman takes confidence in a little sock.
Mudzimai ane yatonzwa kuti ndapfeka iye akapfeka socks, pulling socks.
Way up to the waist and just put on a little blouse.
Anopfeka chisokisi kusvika muchiuno ozongoisa ka blouse kanongoti o.
And she feels comfortable and she can walk in town and do all the shopping and everything and she doesn't know that she is naked.
Anonyatsopeka zvakadaro izvozvo. Otopinda mutown otanga kutoshopa nekutaura nevanhu asinganzwe kuti aiwa handina kupfeka bodo.
Sister, you can never do that.
Vanzanzi, hamufe makadaro.
You must never imagine yourself like that.
Kana kutombozvirota makadaro.
Amen.
Amen.
This is done by people that's mad.
Zvekupfeka masokisi zvinoitwa nevanhu vakurwara nepfungwa.
It's a Laodicean spirit.
Mweya weRaodicea.
They are naked, but they don't know that they are naked.
Vanofamba vakashama, asi vasingazive kuti vakashama.
Amen.
Amen.
How can a young man put on a little trousers that's almost like his skin size?
Ko mujaya ungapfeke here kamutrouse kanenge kakati spishpishpindindindispititi.
And the whole back of that boy is out.
Musana wese uyu uri panze.
What do you think about his mind? The brain cells are dead.
Iyo nyaya yekupfeka matembeso wakasha uchifamba wakashama inoratidza kuti musoro waora.
Hey brother, unopfeka ka one kuseni.
You put one in the morning.
No, unongopfeka ka one. Every day uramba chingopfeka uri even past uramba chingopfeka pfeka. Pfeka ka one zvopera.
This one and you finish.
The brain cells are finished.
Pfungwa dzaora.
Is that right?
Amen.
We can see how they can speed through the streets at 120 miles an hour.
Akapeka izvozvozvo. Unomuona mamhanyisirwo anoita mota 120 miles per hour.
Izvo dzakabva kuJapanese.
These Japanese ones.
Zvekuti ukangotsika chete.
The moment you just accelerate.
Yakungotsvedza kuenda.
It will just slide and go.
Yabatwa nemupengo.
It is under the influence of madness.
Aita mire brother Motkari.
It can't stop. It will just slide and go.
Amen. Kupenga. Ndokunonzi kupenga iko.
That's madness.
Hansi na brother munhu anofa 20 kilometers an hour kuenda kumba achibva kubasa. Ogara 1 hour akamirira sapa kuti afanenge achimhanyira kunodya.
You see a man traveling at 120 miles an hour after work. He gets home an hour early and then he has to wait for supper for 1 hour.
Funny problem.
There is a problem there.
Funny problem.
There is a problem.
Yeah. All these things. It's come to a place where the whole nation, the whole world,
Zasika, Pansinano Chokuti Nika Yese, Pasipose.
Amen. Do you see where we are?
Mruana Batama.
Amen. Though not this nation only, but everywhere, they are mentally gone.
Kwete nyika yedu chete, asipasi pose vanu, vaparara mfungwa.
Nothing is really working.
Hakuna chiri kushanda bodo.
With the number of hospitals we have, and all the researches that is just going on today, and look at the sicknesses that's coming.
Chikatarisa zvikuwanda kwezvipatara ratinazvo. Nenama zvikokota vezvirwere vatinazvo asi tarisai kuwanda kwezvirwere zvacho.
And some of the sicknesses are being fixed up in the laboratories and given to people and people are dying.
Zvimwe zvezvirwere zvacho zvinotogadzirwa mumalaboratory kuti vanhu vadye vafe.
And people don't know what is going on.
Vanhu vasingazoti zvii zviri kuitika.
People don't have any conscience. They want to kill anybody with poison.
Vanhu havatisina hana dzinorovawo akuda kungouraya vanhu nepoison.
And you are reading in the newspapers about some of these Islamic movements.
Tiri kuverenga mumapepa pamusoro pana Boko Haram.
These people are mad, brother.
Vipengo panyika.
With an aim to kill anybody.
That
comes in their way. With whatever weapon they have in their hands. These are the plagues we're talking about. Because the world has refused the message. And then, when we open up this, the Lord willing, on those seven vials. Amen. Are you seeing? He's already talking about it. And so these hideous things, these are the ones he's talking about. Men will be so insane. After a while, till they will imagine they are seeing an end the size of a mountain.
It
will be tormenting women.
Zvinenge zvakutambudza madzimai.
The locusts come upon the earth.
Pane maziwiza anenge ari panyika.
With long hair.
Maziwiza anenge aine bvudzi refu.
To torment women.
Anenge achizotambudza madzimai.
Who cut theirs off.
Vaya vakadzi vaigera bvudzi ravo vanenge vakurumwa nehwiza dzine bvudzi refu.
Hair like women hanging down.
Dine budzi rakaita sere madzimai rinorembera kusvika
chengeta kuwedzera revamwe zve chengeta rako iro.
Just keep yours, don't have extensions, don't extend.
Unorumwa iwe.
You will be beaten by these hideous locusts.
Hauzoziva zvimwe zviri kubva kuti.
You can't really account for some of the spirits that are befalling you.
Chengeta kako kechi African kako kavhudzika kako.
Just keep your African kinky hair.
Womboka kamira kusaidu. Mangwana mbokaita so. Mangwana mbokaita so. Mangwana mbokaita kumashure body pale. Zvine zvazvinoita.
Just play around with your natural African hair. Make any style of your choice.
See right there.
But you are keeping it original.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Vamwana rida rakachena.
Some like it smart. Even though it stands gray, they will maintain it naturally. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Amen.
Can also get the utilidaro. Kunyango garishibisi rakombijana. Asiririrani.
If you don't want it white, even if you dye it a little bit, provided you keep it natural. We don't have a ruling to say you cannot dye your hair or dye it. We don't have a ruling. But if you dye it, let it be black natural.
Ginger is magic. Now
this ginger here will invite those hideous locusts. We are already in the season. Don't think it's coming in the future. It's upon us.
Amen.
Amen.
Bapana mazwano.
You young boys.
Vagaisa mama earpiece mzelo.
They put their ear.
Vagapeka mazi trousers.
And they put.
Anige ma parachute.
Those.
Ia no peka size 8. Anenga si boot size 12.
He put on size 8. He buys a size 12 shoe.
Ofamba chibamba street.
And then he bumps as he goes as if he's the wave.
Arikutamba zvarikunzwa.
He's dancing to his music.
Achikwenya kwenya so.
You'll be scratching
your head. Ungarumwa nenda zeku Egypt.
As if he is being beaten by Egyptian lice. We are in that age. Don't look for it in the future. We are already in the tent. It's being spoken and it's happening. It's only that you are blind to it. Because you don't have a prophetic eye.
Amen.
Amen. But God has given us prophetic eyes.
Amen.
We can identify what is happening in our time. And then it helps us.
Amen. Long teeth like a lion.
Mazino marefu anenga eshumba.
Stingers in their tail.
Ne rumborera runenge rurumumiswe.
Like a scorpion. And
so kana chinyavada.
Torment men upon the earth.
Izozo. Zitatambu zavarume panyika.
But then it will be too late to do anything about it.
Kana zini zvasvika, nguva inenge yapera, hauzokwanisa kuzvigadzirisa.
You get right now.
Gadzirisa iye zvino.
Tormenting.
Uchatambudzwa.
Amen. Zvinhu zviri kuitika iye zvino.
This is what is happening now.
Look at the pictures that they're putting on the t-shirts. And all the different things. It's not anything that they've seen anywhere. That's natural. Imagination. And things that they're seeing in another world.
To
show you, these things are upon
us.
Amen. The next event is the rapture. As for the tent, we are in it right now. This is the hour of revelation. And God is showing us what the plagues are doing to the people around us. Get on board. Get on board.
Let's
stand upon our feet.